Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to part 61 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim addresses a case called Mesiach Lefi Tumo, a person who was speaking important information casually. And this information is important because if it is true, it would indeed have great ramifications as to our understanding about a certain person, perhaps about his trustworthiness or the like. And even though normally Lashon Hara is not allowed to be accepted or believed, but in the case of Mesiach Lefi Tumo, which the Chafetz Chaim in the footnote explains, is a case where a person is talking about something else entirely. He's not looking to add on to an existing discussion which is praising or degrading a certain person. He's not weighing in. And he's not saying whatever it is that he's saying for any other noticeable reason. He's not doing it to make people fearful of him, to boast, to honor himself by degrading somebody else. It's simply that in the story that he said, something emerged, if you read between the lines, so to speak, that gave you information about another person. And this concept, which is called Mesiach Lefi Tumo, speaking casually, has a degree of credibility associated with it. In the laws, for example, of remarriage, where we're not sure if a man died and we want to know if his wife can remarry, there's a concept called Mesiach Lefi Tumo, that if a person, one person, would be relating information unrelated to the topic of enabling the woman to remarry, and they would simply be saying something about how nice it was when that man was alive, that he always helped me, but now that he's dead, he can't help me. And suddenly we realize the ramifications of what he's saying is that this woman might be able to remarry. So Mesiach Lefi Tumo has a degree of credibility, and Beis Din is instructed to take it into consideration. So here, when we're dealing with the laws of Lashon Hara, if this information is important to you, and normally you would simply disregard it because it's Lashon Hara, the guy is degrading the other guy, it's quite clear what's happening. If the person is speaking in the way of Mesiach Lefi Tumo, it changes the picture in a big way, because it means that it may actually be true, and the guy has no ulterior motives as to why he's saying it, other than he actually witnessed this, and that's what's emerging. So the Chafetz Chaim writes that, firstly, we need to make sure that even if it were true, we have an obligation, l'shafto l'tzad hazuchus, to judge a person favorably. And just because you noticed whatever you noticed, if there is an interpretation as to why that happened that would not reflect badly on the person, we need to approach it by the Dan Lekaf Schus. Also, even if it were true, you wouldn't be allowed to just relate this information to the next person without due process, due cause, lito elas, for a constructive purpose. Because even if it was something you yourself witnessed, you're not allowed to tell Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is derogatory information, which is true. So even if it's true, it's still going to be governed by the laws of Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim continues and points out that sometimes there's something called Devarim Hani Karim, where it really appears that what the person is telling you is true. And when that is the case, if there's no tzad zuchus, Meaning, if it's true, you still have to be dan l'kaf schus. But there's dvarim hanikarim, it really seems to be true based on everything that you're seeing, and there's no tzad z'chus, then this would again be a situation where the Lashon Hara might be allowed to be accepted and viewed as valid information. Chafetz Chaim points out, lachkor b'sheva chakiros, to examine and re-examine your judgment, ki hayetze mate sa'odam bazeh, because often a person jumps to conclusions, to the easy solution that indeed the person is evil, and really that's not the case. Devarim nikarim, things about the person that are clear, have to be nikarim mamish. They have to be really clear, not just in a superficial way. Oh, figures, a guy like that probably would do things like that, because we just paint the person as a bad person. It has to be nikarim mamish, that there are real indicators that that's how the person is behaving. Although all these conditions sound restrictive, you really have to know that there are no ulterior motives, and it really has to be nikarim mamish in order to accept it. It sounds very restrictive, but in real life experience, this is accurate, because very, very often, at first glance, the Lashon Hara seems true, but upon investigation, the person is actually not as guilty as people made him out to be. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.